Welcome to episode 2 of the Mad Bummer Racing Podcast, where we discuss my 240, car culture, car community, everything car related. In this episode, I want to discuss EVs, right? So everything on the internet nowadays is all talking about electric vehicles, electric cars. They're the new future. There's a lot of hype behind it. A lot of auto manufacturers are switching over to electric vehicles. And I do think that at some point in the future, we might go to electric vehicles. I'm not wholeheartedly on board with the idea of switching over to an EV, let's say by 2031. I just don't see that happening. And there's a few reasons why I don't see that happening. One of the main reasons why is cost. Because if you look at it right now, the top EV cars, right? Everybody's mind is on a Tesla, right? But it's like, if you look at a Tesla, like, yes, you can. It's possible to get a brand new Tesla for $38,000, right? But even in the realm of cars, that's a lot of money. And for what you get, you don't necessarily get a lot for that money, right? For one, the Tesla, it's not a good looking car. Like, let's just be honest. Like, from the factory with just base options, the Tesla's not really a good looking car that really appeals to me personally as a car guy, right? But then it's like you have the Ford Mustang, which is a somewhat decent car, right? It looks cool, but it's like from the mindset of a car person, that's not what a Mustang looks like. The Mustang isn't an SUV. Like, it does that. It looks like an SUV. It might not be, but it's just like, that's not what the Mustang for us car guys looks like, right? So that kind of throws a lot of people off. And I think for the car manufacturers and the politicians and people in the government who's pushing for people to have these EVs, they're not understanding, like, cost is a big thing. Like, maybe when the Toyota Corolla comes in as a fully electric car and gets you 300 miles of range, then I think I'll be like, all right, well, it's happening right now. Like it's taking over. But as of today in 2021, I don't see it happening as fast as people might think it will. And cost is a big thing, because you can go to any used car dealership and you can find, like, cheap cars, right? The next thing is from a maintenance standpoint, which also ties into cost. Like, people aren't understanding that, you know, swapping out a battery for an electric car isn't a cheap thing. Like, even a motor, right? Even a motor for a gas car isn't cheap, but you could drive. There are people, like, if you haven't seen it, there's a video online of a million mile Lexus. Like, that's just insane, right? And there are people who have driven Honda Civics for 300, 400,000 miles, right? That's crazy, right? And it's just that longevity and reliability just doesn't exist with electric cars. Like, even they haven't even been out long enough for that to even be a possibility. So it's like, it's a lot of unknowns. And even for people who are just getting into the car community, or even looking into getting an electric car, or EV as they call it, it just doesn't make any sense. Because for one, you spend a lot of money on the car, and then the maintenance on the car is just insane, right? And then there's a thing, like, the design of the cars, they're cool and they look futuristic, but I mean, if we're gonna be honest, they don't look good at all. They look like spaceships, and they're not cool spaceships, in my opinion. I guess, but again, that's just my opinion. And the next thing is just infrastructure. And I think this is probably the biggest issue for me, right? Because if you live in a city, like if you live in a big city, New York, LA, you know, Miami, places like that, right? And you drive within the city, getting 300 miles of range is just, you know, that's not a problem, right? But even in the city that I live, even living in Birmingham, right? It's like I could drive back and forth to Birmingham. Like if I worked in Birmingham, it wouldn't be a problem, right? Because there's a Tesla supercharging station and I could just supercharge my car there and I could walk to work, you know. And then like some parking garages, they have, you know, places where you can charge your car. But at the current situation where I work at, it just doesn't make any sense, right? Like I don't have the connection to charge my car. I have just a regular 110 volt and that takes forever to charge a car, right? So if it takes 8 to 10 hours, I have to look up research how long it takes to charge a Tesla on a 110, but it takes a while, right? So take for instance, if we take Tesla out of the equation, right? And we look at the cheapest So if we look for like the cheapest electric car, right? So the cheapest all electric car that we can find, right, just off of Google is what is this? A Nissan Leaf, right? Or a Mini Cooper, like the Mini Cooper, right? It gets, 160 miles? That is, like that range is just ridiculous. Why would I get a car? Like my car right now, has 189,000 miles on it, and I get at least 300 miles of range in just gas. And I can just go to the gas station to fill my car up, and I can just go on about my day. But even if your car runs out of battery, you have to sit for 2 hours. Even at a Tesla supercharging station, you still have to sit for 2 hours. Like you have to wait. Like the biggest, like a big thing for me when it comes to electric cars is just the amount of time you have to spend charging your car. Like even like you run out of battery and you got like 3 miles left when you pull over at a Tesla charging station. Like who wants to sit at a charging station for 3 hours? Like that's kind of ridiculous in my opinion. Like you make it home and like, yeah, okay, I'm fortunate enough to have a garage in my house, right? So I can just pull my car in my garage and charge my car up and pull it out in the morning and go on about my day. So like that amount of time is kind of nominal to me, like getting home and then having to charge my car, right? But it just doesn't make sense for me and my wife to totally switch to electric cars when it just let's say like you forget to charge your car. Cause I mean, shit, I know me, I forget to charge my phone most of the time, right? That's crazy that I forget to charge my phone. But that's one of the reasons why I don't have a smartwatch either, but I digress. So I forget to charge my cell phone, which is literally in my hand 99% of the day. I'm going to forget to charge my car. So I have to wait for my car to charge, right? Which is a ridiculous amount of time. And it's like you can't travel in them. So for them to take over, I think it's really just going to end up being a drivetrain option. And I think hybrid is probably going to be more so feasible in the near future, versus a fully electric car because of maintenance and things like that. And hybrids aren't perfect either. And neither are gas cars either. And I don't really see the argument that a lot of people are making that is going to take over. And in the terms of racing, I don't see it happening either, because when you look at racing and motorsports from a not just a fan perspective, but from like a team perspective or like a builder's perspective, it's an entirely new set of skills, right? It's an entirely new set of safety requirements as well, because if an electric car catches on fire, which is inevitable, especially when you're running that amount of voltage and heat and things, like it just happens. Like we can't rule that out. So that means that the track that you run on will have to have safety equipment to be able to handle things like that, right? That means your local fire department will have to have, you know, safety equipment to be able to put out those types of fires. And that's a concern as well. Even if like you take all of that out of the account, right, and you just look at it from a builder's perspective, when the builder himself, i.e. me, I go to build, let's say I want to build a Tesla race car, right? Like Evasive Motorsports did. I'm very limited in what I can do. I can't do endurance races because you can't, like, you know, you're only limited to like time attack or, you know, some type of sprint races, right? And you're probably going to win, especially if you're in a Tesla Plaid, because they're just ridiculously fast. But then again, it's like at what cost? Because it's like, for one, like the cost of your car is going to be well over six figures, right? Just to get your hands on a car. Then you're going to have a way to charge your car at the track, which is, you know, I don't even know how that's going to work. Like that's not even something that I can even like, at the time of recording this, is like, I don't even have the idea of how I'm going to charge the car at the track. Right. So you got to figure out a way to charge your car at the track for it to be efficient so you can run an entire day on the track. Right. Because I don't know, like a lot of places don't have charging stations. I know maybe some places do. Maybe, you know, barbers might have a charging station, or, you know, big tracks like that might have charging stations. But a lot of these local tracks just don't. So you have to figure out a way to charge your car. You can't just bring gas. You can't just bring a 55-gallon drum of gas, or just run to the gas station and just fill up before you go. You know what I'm saying? So then you have to worry about that. And I mean, as far as like everything else, like consumables and things like that, it's just, I mean, tires are tires, brakes are brakes. You can make everything else work, but it's just how you're going to keep that car going and how long are you going to be able to run that car. And that's a thing that, as far as like racing and like car community is concerned, I think that's a lot of people's concern, is like how the infrastructure is going to work. And I don't think people really have the answer for us right now. And I don't think we figured out how to get to that point yet, or we haven't figured out those answers for ourselves right now. And even like going back to what I was saying, first and foremost, it's like the thing that's going to keep a lot of us, as far as car community guys go, out of electric vehicles is simply just cost. Like, it just, to have like a decent car is going to cost us a lot of money. And not saying that like a lot of us can't afford it, but it's just, you don't want to, a lot of people aren't willing to put a $50,000, $60,000 car on the track and, you know, go balls to the wall. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like, people aren't willing to do that. Like, a lot of people aren't willing to modify an electric car. Like, a lot of people don't know how to modify an electric car. A lot of people aren't electrical engineers. You know, people have to learn an entirely new skill set to be able to tune these cars, to be able to, you know, maintain these cars. And that's something that a lot of people are afraid of as well, is how are we going to maintain these cars? And what happens if my battery goes out? I got to spend $22,000 to get a new battery from Tesla. Like, what's going on? Like, that's a lot. And, you know, that's not necessarily like the easiest thing in the world to swap out. Like, even watching like YouTube videos and watching people rebuild Teslas, it's not an easy process. And it's not something that's very, you know, intuitive either. So it's just a lot for the modified community to just jump on to something like that and have people expect us to just say, all right, yeah, we're going to do this. Maybe the kids on TikTok feel a certain type of way about it. And maybe, you know, that portion of the car community thinks everything is rainbows and sunshines, but that's not it when it comes to EVs, at least from my perspective. Will I probably jump on the EV train? Maybe later on down the road when it's more feasible, when like the infrastructure, when like our electrical grid is able to handle something like that. But as for right now, it just doesn't seem like that is a good idea. It seems like you're kind of in like the early adopter phase. So you're having to work out all the bugs that come with something like that. And there are a lot of bugs that come with having an EV. There are a lot of pluses as well. But there are also, you know, there are a lot of negatives that come with it. And, you know, with winter coming up, like battery degradation is a thing. Like, your battery not being able to charge fully, or you not being able to get the full range because it's cold, like that is an actual thing. Like, your bat, and then like it's a thing where your battery, you know, doesn't give you the same amount of charge over a certain amount of time. Like, we all know that. Like, you can keep recharging your battery, but after so long, like, you know, you don't get the same amount of time or the same amount of range out of your battery, like, because you're charging it. And like, that's a thing. So, you know, like, once, like, that technology isn't necessarily ready for wide scale adoption. Like, some people can deal with it. I personally, on the hand, I can't. That's not something that I'm willing to sacrifice for the amount of money I'm spending. Because if I were to buy a Tesla, the Tesla that I would want is probably $60,000, right? And I think the Tesla that like most people will want is about $60,000. I mean, we're not gonna. I personally would not buy a used Tesla. That just doesn't make any sense for me to do that. And so, it's something that's like out of the realm of like that idea just doesn't make any sense, right? So I'm looking at it right now, and the starting price on a Tesla is the standard range is 35 or 36,000, right? I personally would need. I would go for the long range option, right? Or the performance option. The performance option is 52. The long range is 46. That's a lot of money just in car in general, right? So let's say I want to, for me personally, I want to go for the long range one because it would be a daily, you know, probably black, which is an extra $1,000. And those aero wheels just don't look cool at all. So you want to go with the sport wheels, which is another $1,500, right? Okay. Interior black. Okay. So do you want full driving capability or no? I don't know if I will want that. I mean, that's a cool feature to have, right? To have self-driving capability. But let's be real. Like, if we're looking at that, that is $10,000. That's a $10,000 add-on. Just off of that feature alone, that is $10,000. So you see what I'm saying? Like, just even, like, I don't do that. That in my car, I still have a $53,000 car that doesn't self-drive. And that's just insane. And the range that I'm getting is 353 miles, right? Estimated. So I'll probably end up like 320, just being honest. That's probably a 320 mile car. That is ridiculous, right? And if we're looking at $53,000 cars, like, there are plenty of $53,000 cars. Granted, I'm pretty sure it'd be fast, but it's like, there are a lot more cars that you can get at a price like that. And that is the thing that turns me away from electric cars, is it just costs way too much money. And the only electric car that's really worth it, in my opinion, is the Tesla, maybe the electric Mustang. But the electric Mustang still costs a lot of money, and nobody who wants like a, I don't want a Mustang SUV, to be honest. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And even looking at the Mustang SUV, it's a $43,000 car, and it's about a 305 mile range. That's a lot of money for the same amount of range I get out of my, you know, car at the moment. So it just doesn't make any sense to do that. So as of right now, and even from what I've been, from the research that I'm doing at the moment, it just doesn't make sense to jump on this EV train. I think it's cool, and I think it's a great marketing tool, and I think it would be a great drivetrain option, but I just don't see this as something that's going to fully take over in any time in the near future, based on a lot of factors and a lot of things that people just aren't willing to spend the money on something like that. Because we have to look and think, like, people really aren't buying cars at this day, at today anyway, because, you know, COVID is happening, you know, everything is uncertain. And then it's like, you want people to, you know, switch over to an electric car. And, you know, and I think, like, sometimes the government is going to force people to sit back and switch over to an electric car. If I'm not mistaken, that's like a thing in California where they're literally trying to force people to switch over. Like, you can't even buy manuals in California. They made people sit, you know, they made Porsche, You can't even buy the new Porsche GT3 because they say it's louder than the automatic, which I don't know if that's true, but it is what it is. So it's just a lot of going. It's a lot going on. It's just crazy. And in conclusion, I really feel like it'll be a drivetrain option. And I think the people who are able to afford something like that, more power to them. But I think for the grassroots race car and just, you know, car enthusiasts in general, I just don't see this as a full all-out adoption from what we have going on right now.